Good evening, everybody. I will read the aspiration bodhicitta to raise internal mind of altruism. If possible, what is the motivation is we can less self-centered attitude or selflessness if possible. That is the right kind of motivation. Why we always emphasize selflessness, because that is the compassion and also wisdom. Selflessness in ultimate aspect, they understand there is no intrinsic exist entity or existence from matter to mind, and also we are have a continuation of the nature or something kind of not a solid independent, but there is a continuation of mind stream, we can say. That is not that mind stream is always associated with the different forms, and itself also nature empty. So all the material things also same. There is a process of always changing. There is nothing forever lasting things, not even single things. Single thing would remain or last long. So this one side, one aspect is wisdom, because selflessness or emptiness, voidness. And another aspect of bodhicitta is the compassion towards, attitudes towards other sentient beings. If in normal days we were carrying some the experience of self, and we always have a limited aspect, sometimes we can say, because our trouble, if we don't have any trouble, then it's fine. But if we have a conflicts mind thinking, and also the disrespectful for words and misdeeds happens, then there's a consequences. So most heavy or inferior, the inferior difficult came from mind. That's why many people have a luxury life, but with a difficult life. Also, some people the materially poor, also internally poor. Some are internal and external, both are rich. So all sort of things and people. And then what we are saying, always have a right motivation. This is kind of a fixed, fossil, even kind of artificial or not very natural way to generate bodhicitta. But this is the right direction. We should always value the bodhicitta. There are many people suffering. One important reason is because lacking of understanding of phenomena, or we can say there are no much internal guidance, or in other words, maybe we can say much not lacking of understanding Dharma, the thing, a study about mind and the phenomena. then they do many things. Originally, people wanted to bring happiness towards them, and they have a even very deep yearning towards happiness. But without a self kind of examination, self-control, self-discipline, then the many things become chaotic outcome. So we first pray. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separated from the great great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Used to we recite this three times. Three time or ten time doesn't matter actually, but it means we should really seriously thinking about these topics about altruism, compassion and cherishing others and self. What is the difference between cherishing yourself and others, or too much cherish yourself and discharge or neglect towards others? Even you harm others to cherish yourself, or kind of offer all your capacity to cherish others. They're very different attitude and also very different life experience with those attitude. So we rest a little, a few seconds for this, on this, the loving kindness, compassion, and this rejoice and equanimity. There are four elements in this generation of bodhicitta. Loving kindness explained is kind of a, you have to really concern of mundane life in this life of two other friends of the people, other people. For example, if you say yourself and the rest other sentient beings, you should through if they have any way you can take care of them or you can extend your love towards them, you should do it. This is first loving kindness. And the second, the compassion or unlimited or in, limitless kind of aspiration of four limitless, let's call it. And the second is the compassion. And in compassion, different words in different culture background, the terms is used in different connotation, understand in different way. If you one have a Christian background, they have some particular way to understand compassion. And in Buddhist explanation, is this they have to have this attitude of go beyond of a mundane life. If you say samsaric life and loving kindness, if you have to divide, we have our way to differentiate that. What is loving kindness and compassion? How we have to bring those two words together. Then compassion, in our understanding, it means to not only thinking about in their well-being of life in samsara, but also wish they're gone beyond of samsara. So that is the kind of from one is suffering, one is cause of suffering, or not enlightened, but you have a temporary kind of advantages or happiness. And also, if I know, you should run beyond safe ground, that is attainment, enlightenment. And then the equanimity and rejoice, unlimited rejoice and equanimity. Equanimity is most important, so we should practice first. Equanimity, that including everybody. Normally we have a habituation that somebody doing good to me or love me something, then we have a kind of attitude towards them, wish them good or try to help them. But if you people or sentient beings beyond our domain of know each other or identify them, or even not human, non-human beings, then we have a less the compassion. If you know somebody or don't know, you love or you don't dislike it, this one, or if you want to hurt one to help other one, these are kind of happening in normal days life. But we should, from practice point of view, we should think, actually all sentient beings want to avoid suffering. Each of sentient beings, it's put immense effort through to avoid suffering, free from suffering, or gain freedom. So we extend our love towards all sentient beings, different realms, some only in concept, existed in concept, never know, never meet, or never heard of, they say anything, but we should have a greater unlimited mind. So this equal means no or doesn't, you don't know, it's very temporary. Some people you already know, but you forgot. Some people you have a good friendship, but later on it become kind of ignore each other or even become foe. So foe or unknowing people become friends from life after life. These are not very important. Of course, we have to take care of this life, friends of this lifetime. But overall, as Buddha said, all sentient beings are our own dearest one. So all mother like sentient beings, or once a lifetime, we have a kind of a relationship of mother and the kind of son or daughter, or these kind of relationship. So anyway, if we don't think about from other kind of point of view, but at least we understand all sentient beings want to avoid suffering and pursuing happiness, that kind of understanding. And then rejoice means if some such beings are already in a great level, almost kind of almost there to reach freedom or enlightenment, or it's much capable beings existed on this earth or rest of the world. So then we should say, it doesn't request from us to help them, but we should really appreciate their achievement, or their kind of a rejoice of their achievement. Also, any activities bring benefit to the rest of sentient beings are the great, that is our ally. So successful of in practice or temporary kind of something, joy, that's all included. So first this four, That's just it. There is a way he said, I will help you. If I cannot help you, you will help me. Like that, if you're there better than me, something people are kind of already gone beyond of, I can help, but they can help you. So it's kind of rejoice important. And then our first and second verses, which I have here. We should do a little bit of meditation. Last time we discussed this one. By thinking of all sentient beings as more precious than the wish-fulfilling jewel, for accomplishing the highest aim, I will always hold them dear. So for this, the very important aspect of this practice, is the source of teachings and cherishing others, the cherishing others, as we said before. So we should try to cultivate self and the equanimity, that part, because our normal habituation, as we say, some people in some tradition very important emphasize the same have a blood kind of a relationship, blood chain or same ancestor. So appearance is very important. Even you say, oh, I'm from some particular location, if you have a find same another person from that region also have made some connection. And also in this society, we often heard of the racial problems or racial kind of issues. Even in America, I am often seen that different kind of group of people, there are a big percentage of people have a comfortable live in their own group, that kind of habituation. Of course, there are cross also communication and working, a lot of things happening. It's a good, but there are also still some some people say unjust, some people may say different politically correct kind of a slogan. But our practice in here, we should thinking about there are allowed everybody find their own comfort or their own comfortable zone. You not necessarily judge anybody by their kind of way of their pursuing happiness. But overall, from our practice point of view, the blood chain, skin, and even religion here, we have a Buddhist group and the Islamic group or other Christian group study. Of course, this is convenient and important for them. But in our deep, in our mind, we should always think them as our close brothers, sisters. That kind of attitude. All human beings are brothers, sisters. Some people may even laugh and say, oh, this is impossible. We have so much different view and different language and a different way of life and tradition from different region. But if you go deep down to the language, or if you know more those people more deeper, then you found the same. even language use or phrase, a term, many things share the very exact way to express themselves. So, and then in, as we emphasized already before, but human being, for some people, are easy to understand what we are saying. But because of a rich, poor, or some people may think, how do I say, if you use your hand to directly use your hand to eat food, some people you may use fork or the chopsticks or something, they already have a uneasiness, not very comfortable. Or I heard some people say, there are traditions in the world, in India and Bangladesh or Pakistan, even other country until maybe the Middle East, other Arabic countries. I'm not particularly sure all of them, but even Iran, they're washing after they clean themselves or something, then they use water mostly. Easy there, kind of. But for this, using your hand, it's for other tradition is a terrible feeling. So those, all those kind of superficial level of sensitivities make boundaries between people. The human towards non-human other sentient beings, there are also for many people have a difficult to accept we are same. We think they don't have their thoughts or mind, or they don't recognize themselves, or they don't know the language, or many people, many animals do actually, they do know themselves. They recognize and they all have a thinking, they have an emotion, they have all of the, how much kind of deep thought they have, I don't know, but you can clearly see many animals very smart. And they have a similar organ with us, and eyes, ear, tongue, and feet or something. Some we don't have, they have an ability, maybe wing or tail or something. But we can say we share similarities in many things, many commons, in many things, in many ways. Even I, surprisingly, before I didn't know much, but insects, we thought they are very so small, they may not have the five organs or heart or other, but they do have a very small worms or something. They do many, they have a similar kind of structure. Maybe some are much simpler, but brain, heart, these are essential organs. They do have it. So what we are saying is we have to be sensitive towards sentient beings and have a love towards them. That is the important practice of equanimity. From people we know, there are some like or dislike. These I already said because they're always changing. So we think a moment of this, all sentient beings are same mother-like sentient beings. They are important to us. That kind of attitude. And if we have hurt or even killed any sentient beings, we kind of hear, we regenerate our way of thinking, reorganize our way of thinking, that in future time we have a different way to deal with them, or we decrease of harm, increase of love, that practice. This is a kind of a determined or a decision, or you can say consideration of the one doing it in this way, of practice of this way. And also we can exchange self and others. I mean, there are a way to imagine there are different people. You may think of anyone, maybe not necessarily someone is suffering or something, but anybody. If someone is very happy or elegant or, pride or many things like that. And also included, as we said, some people are suffering these. You can experience or you can, as we said before, pride, over proud, these are not very healthy kind of state of mind. So we can observe anything they don't really, their mind become peaceful and have a generate love in their mind. Similarly, our mind, if you have any good qualities, you can share with them. You think it's good if you have any kind of good qualities in this visualization. You can think of a white light toward them, and if you are healthy, if you have a compassionate mind, if you have anything, including kind of a wealth or anything, you should think about to use kind of help them and solve their problems. And there is also a visualization that if you think about one person you don't like much or you dislike, then you also thinking about how imagine that this person, all they are definitely there, if not this person, but many people are suffering in this world, that you can see. Some people are very angry, suspicious, or very cruel, and many things. There is a way we can kind of take all their negative qualities and bring them good. It's like somebody lost, we can bring them torch. Bring them torture, it's not good. But torch, light, candle, or something to make them to see. That is very good. Some people, if you say, have something to say, but nobody listen, then you can kind of give them a year to listen. Or some people, frustrated by not any person understand them, then we should try to understand them. And some we are kind of very difficult moment and situation, even sick or anything internally or bodily kind of ill, then we visualize that we can relieve that pain from them. We can take care of this. And so these, we should, we can visualize them, but I think visualize practice also very good, habituated and then become better and better. But if we think we change our daily behavior, improve our daily behavior by training, just the one angle or one layer become improve or used to do good. Some people already doing very well, but if you have a improve more further, then it's a, this kind of exchange is already there. Anything you dislike, you can lighter that dislike feeling towards anything, any beings, and the more care toward them. That's kind of some these days in California, many people maybe don't like politicians or something. Some people hate some people, but in this case, maybe we should practice of to see that uneasy and difficulties they were trying to do, and also overall, we don't think they are evil, but this kind of different way of thinking, some are more self-centered and suffered by that. So it's like a sick child doing many things, maybe not necessarily physically ill, but a child who is have a ferocious behavior, different behaviors than mother, have a more care, more wider kind of a tender love to them, never lost hope, never kind of abandoning them. That kind of we cannot change immediately, like a mother cannot change behavior of a child immediately, mostly. Some can do, but many cannot do. But they have the gaze of love always reaching them. Similarly, we should practice in this way. And then, because we don't spend a lot of time on these each topics, but we don't have much time. You, every day, if you have a time, you should cultivate that topic again and again. And our mind will change by understanding the teaching Dharma. And also, furthermore in cultivation. If not cultivation, but one really have a deep imprint, some concept, they have a very hold them concept as a very essential and dear to them, thinking this is a way, this is a kind of a, I needed to train in this way, then the aspiration or the attitude is most important. But only attitude, sometimes our mind think this and that, and many things come up tomorrow, day after tomorrow, then we may fade away or neglect that important concept. And after a while, already forgot that kind of thing. But you can insist consistently, make schedule and train yourself, then you will benefit from that. And this is a self and others exchange, and self less important than others. Others, in other words, others important than yourself. Others, there are limitless number. One on self, only one person. Some may thinking about this number. Some people may say, self, although we hold as the most dear of self, but we don't really stay in this self for long. We have to change our body, our mind a continual travel to another life. So how to use this life as a meaningful is more important than the, we try to hold the ground of some self identity. By abandoning negativities or the, we are improving, so we are changing too. Used to, I have this behavior. I thought this is me, but now I improved. And then, I already kind of, although we don't die, but our many parts of the body already died. Similarly, our kind of a mental, way of see things and our view and the beliefs also changing. So this is a kind of a improving by that changing. And it said one, if it's too much self-centered, then there are more suffering occurs or become more selfish and people dislike them more. So they have hurt more. Hurt kind of people, selfish people always thinking how I am important and the people must love me, that kind of attitude. But self defeat, self-centered attitude defeat that aim. And also self-centered mind live in the nervous and often kind of fear. These come to your mind, not very peaceful mind, a lot of worries. And if we able to transform our self-centered attitude little by little or a portion of that even to more care about others, then our ability about the ability to share, ability to communicate, ability to make connections or to others and to experience of others, kind of situation or how to say skill, improve our skill. So there are many, good side or good qualities when you mind towards, thinking about others. You have a long lasting friendship and less stressful time. And maybe not much argument or heart attack. Even you have a good time in this life, live in peace and joy. These the important, and even future lives are more. You can kind of predict more positive life will come. And then, because we are already done this, but whenever I am in a company with a company of others, I will regard myself as the lowest among all. And from that depth of my heart, cherish others as a strength. That is the conquer or tame pride, mind. So that one is the important said, often check one's mind. If our mind become very pride raise very high, then probably we don't have a much appreciation or even we don't take others' advice much. Or we, there is one saying, the high mountain won't reserve many rains on the top, because that's the saying, our mind becomes very tough, or in other words, maybe very fragile. But the overproud pride can make one's mind disconnect towards others, and also not able to improve much of your kind of attitude. There is not much to learn in and improve yourself. So it's important, this one, not much to meditate. There you can do many meditation, but we don't have much time for this. Self and others exchanging is very essential, very important. And then the third, today's, or I will read the Tibetan. Shulam kanta rajila stajan nyomo stimata dajin marong shepina santok journey of loparsho. In my every action, I will watch my mind, and the moment destructive emotion rise, I will confront them strongly and avert them, since they will hurt both me and others. So for this one, it's to be mindful is very, very important practice here. This is mind training anyway. So be mindful means we can examine or always aware alertness of our deeds with the people. You should check your words, and along yourself, you should check your kind of action, the attitude on mind, any doing anything. So this, your eating and walking, sitting, or resting, or laying down. These we spending most of the time in those kind of body gesture. And then how mind the gesture is that time during those time. So this most important is just aware of our own mind again and again, repeatedly, kind of don't ignore that is very important. With a talking, or with sometimes suddenly anger or something happens, then if we forgot to examine our mind, in many times maybe mind is so fast to do multitasking. In the same time, you also observing yourself, you also observing the situation. But here our saying mindfulness is not only just know what I'm thinking, but just say this is a right way to think or not. That is the dharmic kind of follows that principle or not. Or my mind is now in not holding my view of a compassion or view of a selflessness. That means actually this life or life of samsara is like a dream. Do I still hold that view in that turbulent moment? So you have something to kind of reflect. So this is the first. And then, of course, we are not a Buddha yet. We do have a different afflicted emotions and different thoughts will come up. Momentarily you're thinking of this, and another moment quickly another you have a contradictory thinking. These are common, normal. And then if that is kind of more destructive emotions, then we should be aware of that. Not letting this destructive emotion play out or gain strong kind of a position in your mind. Momentarily, immediately recognize that destructive emotion brings suffering towards self and others, and also anger. These have unpredictable consequences in small or big scale. And immediately, if you recognize that it's not something you wish to generate in your mind, then you also examine that, does this help me, or this will kind of benefit others, or they will do something unthinkable, or maybe not that serious, but maybe that is bring cold to your mind, frustration or negative kind of attitude towards people. Or even you don't say anything, do anything, but in your mind become dark. Means that more negative kind of impact happened. So from training that aspect, some people may say, oh, mind have all aspect, we should letting them happen naturally in free will. Free will, but the not many people enjoying and suffering, hatred. These, if you say, oh, whatever I can do, yeah, this is a free of freedom to do anything, but they are not such a totally free to do anything. Sometimes it's you. Breaking law, then you were in jail or something. If you break in a lot of family norms, something, then also some kind of a repercussion or some self-guilty feelings. And then if you do good, then in your mind, you have a more kind of satisfaction and also peace. If I doing something negative towards one person, you may become suspicious because this person may revenge, or this person may not happy or disturbed by me, and they are not happy. So although they even don't know it's me to cause them suffering, but suffering itself, you have a common sense to understand suffering. So it's not a pleasant thing to make others feeling down or unhappy, hurt them even. So because of this, we don't say, oh, we are free to practice all kind of emotions, or they said, this is your free of your will. Do I have a choice? Or something that means once habituation forces one to do many things, there is no determined thing. Determined also cause and the condition created by yourself. And you have any time to reverse or make lighter, become kind of, you can transform your mind even forcefully, then immediate impact will come to your mind. For example, one person wants to fight or something, doing something, or stealing or something. I maybe told you this one. One Iranian movie film, one person, very poor, he wanted to do some illegal things to gain money. Actually, I think it's taxi driver. And he was wondering his business and how to do it that illegally to gain money. And he went to zoo, and then he saw one, I don't know, that big birds. Let me see. I will check this one. Words. Kangaroo. Yes. Oh, no, kangaroo, not kangaroo, is Australian. Ostrich or something like that. Let me see. Yeah, ostrich. One ostrich in the zoo. And this ostrich have a big eyes, serious kind of looking toward this person. And he because he wondering something bad thoughts. And this ostrich or this is not easy. Ostrich. This ostrich, very serious, the kind of staring him, and he suddenly kind of wanted to. He realized his mind is very bad. So he think maybe this is a kind of God giving warning towards him through ostrich, and then he changed his mind. Or similarly, if you have some teachings, if immediately came to your mind, as this said, in every action, I will continue watch my mind, and the moment destructive emotion rise, I will confront them strongly and avert them. Since they were hard to both me and others. If you have memorized this one, and if you somebody doing bad thing to you, want to revenge or something, yeah, then you immediately this come to your mind. You instantly your mind changes with respect and willingly, very peacefully, not much kind of a struggle, and immediately you have tamed your mind. Similarly, we should do similar things. And thinking about many people in jail, they don't really, before they the point they brought, they went to jail. They may not, many people may not think more confirmly, I will go to jail. Otherwise, they may think, oh, I can avoid this, and in this way, that way, maybe they don't catch me or something. This way of thinking won't happen to me. Many people life, people life, then many people dying, but we don't think we will, this happen to others, but one day I know I will also have to die, but not this year, not today, not tomorrow. Maybe we have this, not me, this kind of, this mind attitude. So, similarly, the jail people serving jail terms, they may not think they can. Otherwise, burglary or these people doing, they will think maybe more chance over maybe 60, 70, or 90 chance they will have to serve in jail, they may change their mind. Similarly, if you think about this life and the future lives, you may not only destroy this life, but you also ruin the future lives too. So jail term is kind of a relatively short, even 10, 20 years, it's long. But if we say, even we don't have much hope for next life, then we have a big mess. So we should, in order to benefit yourself, you should try to, we should or one should transform our mind to better direction. In order to serve in others, or if you don't harm others, you want to avoid harming others and even bring them service, bring them benefit, then of course we have another reason to do good, be good. So for this also we should think, even you say, oh, nobody, I didn't hurt anybody. But if you are doing wonderful way, then you also can imagine, or often think of this for preventing involving these kind of the same things. Even we are not giving in real time kind of situation, we are sitting in some cushion, on the cushion, but we can practice of visualization to giving and taking others difficult and giving others love and compassion and the kind of these. So it's a kind of a use this opportunity to advance the capability of yourself to serving sentient beings. It's okay. Somebody sent a message. Otherwise, if we have an excuse, say, oh, this because of this and that, I'm doing negative things towards others. We can have tons of excuse, say, because of this and that, because of it's not me, but when I was a child or when this happened, people did this, said this, or this unforgivable something, this happened. But if we have a anime kind of attitude arises, then we cannot tame your mind, our own mind. If you have one attitude of one enemy still exists, that means we have not successfully tamed our mind. We also, actually, in other words, we are covered still in by ignorance. We do have the force or capabilities to transform our mind, but one have to be steadfast, or the courage to do it. So in this the fourth line, I think, let me see, this third line, they said in Chinese it's fourth line, in the Tibetan also fourth line, but because the way of express in English, I will confront them strongly and avert. These seemingly have attitude of forceful attitude and actions. But this is not really with anger or forcefully with some negative, destructive emotion. No, this is a more wisdom and a calm side. Understand clearly, seeing what's going on in your mind. If it's anger, then collective effort went to the reasoning how anger is the right decision. That kind of the reasoning why I have to be angry, and give yourself enough kind of source and power to be angry. That kind of thinking. But here it's more detect your own motivation, and also the temperament or situation of your mind. And in this, then not kind of let this be, or let this mind, whatever they will develop, we ignore, or we don't care. That's that, or even we see it, we don't stop, or we don't kind of transform. But in this, we have to kind of take quick step to avert them. So this, I think, important, or for some people, it's important to always hold Dharma teaching as a very important to you. By thinking about Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, then you already tamed your mind. And then another way you think is reasoning. You not only always training your mind in this way, but reason what is the damage or done by negative attitude, negative emotions. What is the good side, or what's the there's a word. I think so it said it's cherishing others, and I don't think that's maybe other. I think cherish is you good words. This is then we can say how we able to cherish others or not damage yourself. Then it's very important to forcefully stop the wrong idea or emotions, destructive emotions. For this, I think some people, even that time in moment of anger rises, reasoning is may not have a very immediate power, because anger and compassion is antidote forces. So even some people trained, you do many times in this toning, you may have able to, when anger rises immediately, kind of compassion rises. For example, you are fighting with your classmate. When you see your teacher or father, then you immediately kind of shy away. Similarly, when your anger rises, and when you, in a moment of you thinking about compassion, then anger kind of fade away. That kind of. But for some people may not have that kind of strong practice of compassion, then you immediately kind of frozen yourself. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Don't to listen, or your mind wandering, just rest. And this is, there are a lot of teachings in Shantideva's way of Bodhisattva. I said, any moment mind is not right, emotion is not in good mood, then we should kind of take a breath, or just hold your mind as like a old tree, to put reaching the deep ground in the roots. Similarly, we should immediately train ourselves in keeping neutral. We don't immediately apply positive to try avert, but keeping neutral, don't do anything. Then in 1 minute, 2 minutes, you have a different mind, different way of thinking. different decision. And then the, let's see. And fourth, Ramjin Ngambi Simchen Nam, Dugdug Trapo Non Tong Tse, Rinchen Hukdir Tong Chapab Jin, Nyitpar Kawa, Nyitpar Kawi Chinzan Shok, Chinzan Shok. That means, I will read in English also. Whatever I see ill nature, the beings, or those overwhelmed by heavy misdeeds or suffering, I will cherish them as something rare, as although I'd found a priceless treasure. For some people may think, oh, these are just the kind of beautiful words, but not too practical. But actually, it's a very practical, very essential. If you have a raised attitude of cultivate your mind, then this is the best kind of a torch or the banner you can raise your own mind and what's it called? The beacon of your practice. And then here, especially said, the third line is saying you should always watch your mind and not letting the destructive emotion fall of your real foe, that real enemy that take, what is it, destroy your life, then on the peace in this happiness, take away your happiness, but also future life's happiness, you're capable to do it. Even God or demigod want to kind of destroy your future lives, it's impossible if your mind not strive or rise those negativities. Even one person, the most difficult person, harm you, but only this life. But it's our internal enemy, or sometimes there is no kind of a permanent enemy, but the way of thinking is very important to cautious. So that when our life in this world is not always peaceful. For some people, most of life too is peaceful. For some people, day after day, they'll meet or they'll face challenges and from enemies, from the difficult circumstances. Some people afraid of their property kind of taken by others. Some people may even afraid of kidnapped or even take their life by some people. They have a conflict zones made enemy by person. Even in America, generally it's safe, Germany or something. But there are a lot of violences in different community. There are a lot of conflict in family and domestic violence also too. Even I heard in Germany, each 3 days, I think, one woman dying in the domestic violence. Compared to some more difficult, more violent country, that's nothing. But even Germany, you can think of every 3 days, one lady will die by the husband. What we were thinking, there are so many injury and not the death, but injuries, and maybe not in a hospital, but in a kind of a difficult struggle in the mind. So you can think of those. So generally we say, oh, there are many, they said, ill-natured beings. So for some people, ill-natured being, we should abandon them, avoid them, and counter, defeat them, that kind of attitude. From Buddhist point of view, you can avoid them, but how you really harm them or totally don't care or abandoning them, it's not possible. Even physically, maybe you don't involve with those people, but in your mind, you always keep attitude of wish them have a good life and well-being of others. You always concern, even in your prayer. So when such a situation happens, then as a third line, we'll combine these two lines. In third line, how we kind of immediately transform when we meet these ill-natured being. From physically, we don't try to avoid to harm them, and being harmed, maybe you also should avoid physically. Some people are great, kind of loving kindness, these bodhisattva, they will do some kind of, they will have a skillful means to do right thing. But for normal people, I think it would be best to avoid not being kind of attacked by people or harmed directly, physically harmed people. And also some people may cheat and then to money or other kind of in relationship. And for this also, one is stealing. I think stealing is giving is important. Transform the harm others, but protect others. Transform the cheating, or the not stealing, but to share and offering and giving. That transform, and the sexual, like those contact. Also, in Buddhist, there are a lot of devices. That means two people have to be agree. It's important not force. And sexual misconduct, they have a lot of content, including some are not like under, in this country, I think under 16 is crime. Some country may be different age. But at least they have a law, kind of according law, what is right, you should know each other in this way. And also said when pregnant, sick, or feeling not well, some much worry or not, there is no right mood or something, you shouldn't forcefully do to anybody, pregnant or babies, or the special kind of time of the period of this time, you should avoid. And Buddhist, of course, because of respect to the three jewels, we should, shouldn't, kind of having this. Of course, the physical contact or sex, these are not abandoned. Of course, it's lay people's practice, their freedom. But how way of doing it, there is a suggestion. So not a kind of soft or hard way to force them or to kind of a, so it's a completely have to be in greed, kind of agreeable kind of mood, and very happy kind of both side of having this attitude or these. So this is a thing three, and so then some people may have a lies, lie to people, or separate others' relationship, or by saying something directly in front or back, and also saying very negative, harmful words, lies this. So for this, it's also said, we should practice of the harmonious. If you know one person or other person, you often don't say in front or back very negative things. If you have to improve, help them, you just say very ingenuinely into the person if it's the right thing to do it with a good motivation. It's not kind of immediately made up kind of motivation, but a general kind of idea about you, really what you are thinking. And transform these. If one person often lies many times, then habituated, then we will kind of advert them and become more honest person. But honest doesn't mean you say everything in reality to all of people, but not necessary. Or some people you should share, some people you shouldn't share. You should keep your privacy also too. And some are not interested, you tell them it's not much meaning. You tell them you may kind of get a little bit hurt or laughing by people, something. So if some people ask you by not in right motivation, you can see it, then you can wait to answer, but doesn't have to white lie. These are possible, but generally you don't have in the mind of harming others, then these. And also avoid the very negative words about directly describing people as something sarcastic words of to lower others, smaller size others, make other people small, something to do this. And if some people say, or if they like to be tall, you say, oh, you are too short. Or some people like to be some kind of a shape of different, kind of make them fat, say something, nickname as something fat or something. This should avoid. And and then the mind also too, they have a, when you see that those situation that you may raise the great desire, or other people have a very big desire. You think, oh, I'm a bodhisattva, I should satisfy everybody. Or what I have, I should to give away or something. That is not a saying. We say desire over kind of always overflow, overwhelming kind of not necessary. You can see they will be suffered by desire. or one's own mind develop too much desire, or desire can destroy one, or we can kind of trapped in that desire emotion and do some many things. For this situation, we should practice of containment and also renunciation. And for hatred, of course, it's a compassion. Wrong view means we don't know law of causality, and also don't know the wisdom of middle way, or the understanding of shunyata. Then we should cultivate and study on them. So for those situation, once first after we have to train in our mind during all of our different time to examine these 10 virtues, to transform 10 negative harmful kind of deeds. So then during those times you met a situation like ill natured beings, then you think that is the time you should practice of these rituals. Those opportunity is rare, so it's important to say, I will have to practice this, take this opportunity. Others, good and bad, they're also temporary. They are no permanent bad person from beginning to end, but it's a temporary situation. Then many people transformed from young to adult and different. Some people falling from good to bad, but many people rises from not much good, but become a very good person. So when these ill-natured kind of appearances happens, then we should tame our mind, use this opportunity and see them as a rare opportunity to kind of really become kind. There is a challenge of not be kind, so we should practice of kindness. So not only thinking about this, but where we are saying, communicating with language, and where we are listening to others' conversation with the phone or chat or something. Even though we look at people, we should have a brain or compassion. And so not, as I said, completely abandoning people in your mind, but doesn't matter how they appear, we should keep our love, our patience, tolerance towards them. And if you help them, if you invite one person to your place, and then this person will yelling to you or something, if you cook the food, they don't like it, or if they have after you're taking your food, they were not very comfortable for their stomach, something, then they will accuse you, something happens. Then you also think, some people say, oh, you are not appreciating me, or you are not people who know norms, or you are shameless, or you are something. Then we should think about this. Why people doing ill-natured kind of things, beings, these things, negative things? Because they have a lacking of, they have a not enriching themselves in positive or dharmic or way, you can say. So they don't, if they don't, they do have a good guidance of their mind and good view or something, they know how to behave, how to do it. Since they don't know it, or still shortage of those or lacking of those good quality and view and action, so they are vulnerable, I think, if to become a victim of a three poisoned negative kind of ignorance and hatred and all desire these. So we should consider their well-being more. So then here, let me see this one. This is a observe. Oh, let me see. We're cherishing them as a rare, something rare, as although I found priceless treasure. That is saying we have a. These, those sentient beings are all one of a very, very important aspect of the practice. And another aspect is the Buddha Dharma Sangha, the destination, the path to the rich destination and the companion to company with you to the, toward this destination. That is the one aspect, the three jewels. And another is the sentient beings. So it said in Mahayana, all your, you can be from normal to enlightenment person, person who enlightened one, or you can be a very selfish person, but after practice and cultivation, you become very compassionate person. That is with help by sentient beings, all different. Some are your positive or friends, some are your foe. With these different aspects, different characteristics, you can improve yourself. So there, if there is no sentient being, there is no enlightenment. This is said in many sutras and teachings by Buddha. So it's very important if you know without a sentient being how you can practice of bodhicitta, enlightened mind, how you can practice of a generosity, how there is no kind of a, how you practice of patience, tolerance, even how to practice of the self-discipline by not having the object of the kind of these characters. So it's difficult. So for this, we should appreciate and also think, see them as a preciousness because they are not only this, the self-centered of us, but also not only this life, they bring us opportunity to practice Dharma and, transforming our mind by helping them, their appearance, but also, overall, we are finally reach enlightenment also with the help of all sentient beings in different characters. Now with our time is up. So with this, we will finish today's class. And our essential point to is to keep mindful and examine our attitude all the time, day and night, even you can say, even dream time, if you can say what attitude I have, why I should, do I just want to carrying good name or loved by others, so doing this, or I really care about other sentient beings, or what is my motivation, and what is the state of mind now? Always check this. And if you find anything like a negative, positive, it's kind of a, then the first recognition or recognizing your own state of mind and the motivation is already very important to direct your, guide your mind, one's mind. And second, we should take even a vow, say, any, these circumstances, any kind of characters we encounter, meet, and all kind of different behaviors, I all treat them as a equal in love. That kind of attitude. For yourself, you can say temporarily good and not well good. You can very picky, you can be very tolerant. And also you can be, they enjoy many things, but also you can, patience of, or how to say, you can, you can tolerate all circumstances. You can enjoy all circumstances. Same time, you can tolerate another time a different, very negative or uncomfortable feelings or something. You still can tolerate. So our point is self-examination, self-examine all the time, and at the same time, keep tolerant and compassion towards all sentient beings, all circumstances. So for this week, we can continue to remind ourselves in this too. Thank you. And I will read the dedication. Prayers. May all lives of the glorious masters be secure. And may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much. And I'll see you next Monday. Until then, as we said, all the wish.
Thank you, Rinpoche.